Hello, Hopasan.
Hey, Chris A. Rios.
Whoa. How you doing over there?
I'm good.
Yeah, I see Chuggy McChug Pants over there.
Today, the drink was on point.
I clearly it was. So today we are gonna talk about the week, but this is our Galentine's Day episode spectacular.
Yes.
That was way over the top.
I love it. So extra.
It was extra. But it's not, I almost said it, but it's not. It's Galentine's Day.
Galentine's.
Love it. All right, so let's go into the week and then we're gonna go into all of the Galentine's Day stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. First, we have to talk about, since it's not quite a week old for us yet, it will be a little bit better when the pod comes out, but Super Bowl commercials.
Yes.
Or let's talk about the Super Bowl, because there's something from the Super Bowl that I want to bring up before we get to the commercials.
Okay.
All first, right. We have to recognize the awesomeness that was Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
I was hella impressed.
She killed it.
Girl.
She did such a great job.
She crushed it. Mm-hmm. Crushed it. First off, she looked amazing.
She did.
Secondly, and I say this, and I'm even surprising myself that I say it, and that I said it even on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have one performance that I hold the national anthem as the high rank.
Yeah.
And that is the Whitney Houston version when she sang it at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just fucking perfect. I mean, I even have it on my Spotify. That's how good it was. It
dang,
is on
girl.
The Spotify list. If you've never listened to it, listen to Whitney Houston's version.
Okay.
It is, man.
Spectacular.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And this was the first time that I thought anybody who's done the anthem, since she sang it back in like, what, 85?
Before I was born.
This is the first person I think that has come close to her version of it.
Okay.
It was, and even then it still didn't scratch the surface, but I mean closer to it than anybody.
Yeah.
It was so damn good.
Yeah, I think she did a great job, especially coming back from all of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I think this really was a great, it was almost like a kickoff to me. I think it was just symbolic of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I was very happy for her. So I'm not by any stretch that I'm the biggest Demi Lovato fan.
Neither am I, but she did a great job.
Yeah, I really, really liked it a lot. All right, let's talk about congratulations, Chiefs.
I know, right? I'm so happy for them.
God damn, I was happy. First off, I did not want the 49ers to win. I was very vocal about that, I think, on a pod or two before.
Yeah, from day one.
Like, I just did not want them to win. So I am really, really glad that the Chiefs won. But it was so fun to watch. It was a good game.
That's what I was telling Megan. My friend Megan lives in Kansas City. So I told her, I said, that was the most entertaining game I've seen in a long time. Because it was kind of like, okay, 49ers, then them. And it was kind of a little bit of back and forth. And then they came up and they won it. And I thought it was great.
I mean, I watch the Super Bowl every year. I don't know that it was, for me, because I watch the game every year. It was good. It was a good game. I mean, there's been games that have been way more like, holy shit, down to the wire, like crazy good. But nonetheless, doesn't take away from the fact that they won. It was, you know, it was a fun game. It was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that happens during every Super Bowl that is the talk of the Super Bowl, and it ain't the game.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have a top pick.
Okay.
I have a number one top of my, so I have three on my list.
Okay.
That made my top three. But I'll go backwards. I'll go 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Number three for me was Baby Nut.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to chime in.
Yeah. Baby Nut was cute.
So adorable.
But I thought the best part of Baby Nut was the fact that when he did the dolphin sounds, and you're watching him do the dolphin sounds, and then all of a sudden he's like, no kidding, I'm back.
Well, at first, when that happened, I was like, why did they put dolphin sounds? Is that what a peanut, baby peanut, supposed to sound like? No.
What a baby peanut sound like anyway?
I don't know, like a high-pitched little, like, chirp. I don't know. If I had to give it a sound, that's what I would give it.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was really cute, and I'm so glad that they came back. Like, it was a two-parter where we were talking about the explosion of Mr.
You and
Peanut.
I talked about this offline, too. Yeah. We thought for sure that this was going to be the, not that specifically,
yeah,
but somehow he would come back.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. So it did. It hit my top three. My number two, that Google Remembers commercial. Oh, my God. Sea of damn tears during the Super Bowl. Dude. Like, you made me cry during the Super Bowl, Google.
Like, they took, I always think, like, Super Bowl, manly, yeah, games, you know, shit like that. But this one, like, actually, like, it brought me back to sensitive child, like, I don't know, baby. I don't know how to explain it. It just tugged at my heartstrings.
For the record, I never think football and manly man. I maybe because I've been watching the football the Super Bowl since I was a kid. But I always think funny. Like, the Super Bowl always kind of, the commercials to me have always been tethered with a little bit of, you know, hit kind of tug at the heartstrings a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, right after 9/11, when they had the Clydesdale horses. Dude, that commercial could still make me burst into tears, right? It was such a heavy commercial. It's that, obviously, it's literally still stuck in my head as one of the most cry-worthy Super Bowl commercials. Mm-hmm. But that Google Remembers commercial really dug in, like, fast and hard. Mm-hmm. Stephen Amell even made a comment, and he was like, way to go, Google. You made me cry during the Super Bowl, dicks. Like, just as a side note, it's not in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
But right after the Google commercials, they did the dog with cancer.
I know, right?
I was like, what are you trying to do to me right now?
Especially they definitely me. Planned it. They
As
planned
a dog lover, I lost my mind. I was sitting there like, I want to give him a hug. I want to pet him and love him and
yeah,
just come live with us. I can't. My number one commercial. Funniest, favorite commercial. Yeah. And I could watch it 100 times over. Jason Momoa. I don't even know what he was pimping.
I don't remember either.
I can't remember.
But that's the power of Super Bowl commercials.
I mean, it was just so, it was so funny. Like when he, you know, when he first came in, I just couldn't.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Oh, it was so well done.
I feel like, A, I haven't seen something like that before. Like I've seen some instances of it, like on social media and whatever, through other people doing similar things. But honestly, they did it so well. And you can really resonate. You're like, okay, here's Jason Momoa taking off all this, like, body armor. And, I mean, armor in the sense of, like, himself, right? Just coming home to chill and be himself. When in reality, it was just, like, this puny little nerdy guy, like, no hair.
The other thing that was so, well, and of course, because he's supposed to be this big sex symbol. And he's just, I mean, he is fucking hot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is.
But it was just so perfect because he turns into, he's the opposite of all of that. It's all for show. And I thought that the best thing after was the very end where Lisa Bonet, he's like, can you help me? Help
yeah.
me. She does it with one hand. And it's like, dude. And those bars weigh 40 pounds.
Yeah.
I know from CrossFit. Little things I've learned along
great.
The way.
It was great. I loved it.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. So that would be my number. Was that your number one, too?
Mm-hmm. It was so good. So something that happened during the Super Bowl. So we were prepping, you know, snacks and what we were going to eat and whatnot. So we decided to go get wings from a local bar restaurant over here. So I ordered in advance and I said, I need to pick it up around 4. The guy said, okay. And of course, as usual, they asked me my name. I said, Hope. I made sure to spell it out. 4 o'clock run, you know, comes around. I go to the bar. I said, hey, I'm here for a pickup for Hope. And the bartender looks at me and he's like, oh, yeah, hold on a second. So they bring out the food. He gives me the tab, right, to sign with the card. He's like, by the way, he's like, I did not hear you when you said your name.
I already know where this is going now.
He's like, please. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I said, don't worry. It happens all the time. My name on the bar tab was Ho.
Happy birthday, Ho.
Ho. So I just wanted to say, Chrissy, it's a common theme.
I don't feel so bad now. Probably the best birthday cake I've ever picked up.
Oh, absolutely.
That was so great. I will never forget the look on that woman's face when I was like, no, it should say Hope. And then the other baker dropping to her knees laughing because she was like, I knew it. I knew that couldn't be it.
Mm-hmm. Good news for them, though, they could change the E into a P easily.
They just took the whole name off and started over.
Oh, my God.
Because the ho took up the whole bottom of the cake.
Yikes.
You were a big ho.
So, yeah. Super Bowl.
You were a Super Bowl ho.
Yep.
Are you proud? Do you feel good about it?
So great.
See, there you go. It's all that matters. As long as you're okay in your ho-ism, then...
It was just priceless seeing the bartender, like, panic when he knew that I was going to read the bar tab. He's like, I'm so sorry. Must have apologized like 10 times.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Other thing that happened for us this week, and it does kind of correlate into our Galentine, because she is one of our Galentines.
Mm-hmm.
We have launched our Betty Babe.
It's been a blast. I love it.
Oh my gosh. She's getting such great response too. People really have been asking her questions and they like, she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And she's taken over our Instagram stories. And last night I saw she made a cocktail, which looks so good.
Yeah.
So we'll have to make that one. I think I told her, send it to me in written form. So
yeah,
that I can have it, because then if I have it in written, I remember it. And then I can make it for us for the show one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great. Megan, you are so easy to listen and watch.
Oh, I love her. And her boss photo that we posted, from her wedding.
Yeah.
God, it's still my favorite photo of all time. Love that picture.
I love it.
Cocktail in hand, boss in the other, and that deadpan stare, like, I dare you.
Mm-hmm.
She's my hero.
Check out our boozy Betty Babe.
Yeah. We'll have all of that up on the website by the time this podcast is out on Wednesday. So look for that. And website's evolving like every week until it's fully complete. So keep checking it out, because there's always something new.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right, let's get into the Galentine's Day episode with a cocktail that, for the first time ever, Hope has finished essentially before me. That never happens. She really liked this one.
Cheers. So good.
This is called the Love Potion, which is perfect for Galentine's and Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
It is made with a third cup of vodka, a quarter cup of peach schnapps or peach liqueur, whatever you have, and then a cup of ruby red grapefruit juice. May I recommend you buy one that is a little bit sweetened?
Mm-hmm.
Because we bought a fresh squeezed, so it was super tart.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tart. And we had to actually add a packet of raw sugar to it to help it along, because it was just way too.
Yeah. It was like tart, and then you got hit with the peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We did rim the glasses with a little bit of honey and some of the raw sugar as well. We used maraschino cherries to garnish, but you could use strawberries or whatever. Whatever you're feeling like is going to be your aphrodisiac fruit. Except if you're out with your Galentine's. I don't know if you're trying to seduce them. Maybe.
Eh.
You never know.
This was really good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm clearly,
I love it. I'm
going to
go home and make
it.
Another one.
See, there you go. It was a win then.
I just need to get the grapefruit juice.
Hey, you can pick that up on the way home.
Yeah.
That's easy. All right, so let's talk about what Galentine's Day is, because there are people who may not know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't watch Parks and Rec, you probably really don't know.
Yeah.
So on an episode of Parks and Rec, Leslie, Amy Poehler's character, invited her friends to celebrate a day with just the gals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they do have a list of things you're supposed to do, but essentially on February 13th, the day before Valentine's, you celebrate with your girls.
Your Galentine's.
Your lady friends. So this is all only for the ladies. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You get to step in. You get your date the following day. So step one, if you want to celebrate Galentine's Day proper style. One, you send pretty invites to your squad. I just send like a text message, but whatever. I'll throw in a heart.
Your Valentines are coming your way. Don't worry. Galentines.
Galentines. You decorate.
Nice. Check.
Check. Yeah. Treat yourself and your gals. Well, we're drinking a cocktail right now. We're a little ahead of the game, but we'll catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare activities. for the night of entertainment and fun. We have a game that we're playing soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you send your BFFs home with DIY party favors. We're ordering a bunch of shit. We're ordering gifts today for each other. Like, we're placing an order with Oak, and it's Oak and Barrel, right?
Yes.
Oh, Oak and Bond.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oak and Bond Coffee Company. So we're getting some bourbon-aged coffee today. And we'll make some boozy recipes with it for sure. We're buying new Betty shirts.
We are doing it right.
Heck yeah. We absolutely are. With that being said, also, I feel like Galentine's Day should come with a little bit of, like, self-love.
I think that ties into the whole treat yourself,
right?
Yeah.
Not just your gals, but treat yourself too. So I already have some things I'm planning on doing. Some of them will be spread out. It's not going to just be on the 13th because timing-wise doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah.
But I figured we should pick three things that we want to do, that we plan to do to treat ourselves for Galentine's Day.
Yes.
I know one thing we're doing is a shared item because we're doing it together.
Yeah, and I'm really freaking excited about it. You have no idea. I'm looking forward to it so much.
Oh, my God. Her description of what she just wants to get beaten up. So we are going to get full body massages.
Mm-hmm.
We have been working insanely hard, not just at work, but, you know, on the podcast. But Hope's looking forward to walking out of there almost broken, apparently.
No, I have some serious body aches. Like, I feel like I'm 70 lately. What is wrong with me, Chrissy?
Dude.
So.
I'm talking to a person who can't breathe still through her nose.
I'm hoping
busted too.
That they'll just beat the fuck out of my back.
I just want I'm so looking forward because this is coming with. It's not just, you know, like the back end. No, it's but this is also coming with a foot massage. I think we're actually getting a 30-minute, if I'm not mistaken, it's a 30-minute foot massage. And then the other 30 minutes is like full body.
Mm-hmm.
35, because it's like, a 65-minute.
Put your elbow in there. Yeah, and just
put some elbow grease into that bad boy. But I'm looking forward to the foot one. I cannot wait.
Really?
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Probably because my right leg where I've torn my Achilles is that ankle and heel has just been bugging me so much. So I'm really looking forward to it. Plus, they're doing reflexology. The next thing on my list is, and I'm doing it a little early because I'm impatient and I don't want to wait a week to do it. I am going tomorrow to see Birds of Prey.
Oh, good.
I've been waiting for this.
You've been waiting months.
I'm a Harley girl.
I remember the minute the first poster came out for it, you plastered that everywhere.
It's the background on my phone. Mm-hmm. It's my phone photo.
Yeah.
So I'm going first thing tomorrow morning because I like Sundays in the theater because nobody's there and it's quiet and you usually get more space to yourself. And the theater I go to has the recliners.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just sit back and they let me bring my Starbucks in, which is always nice. And I can just watch a movie and be chill and not have that. Man, I'm getting old because I don't want the Friday crowd. I don't want the Saturday crowd. I just want peace and quiet in my own space.
Well, yeah, I mean, that way you're actually watching the movie. There's no phones going off for kids.
Oh, not true. There's still always one asshole with a phone. What's your next thing?
I am planning, besides our Galentine thing, sushi dinner. Ooh. I have a taste for sushi so bad, Chrissy.
That makes me want to go get sushi at Lawrence now.
Seriously. Like, I've been thinking about it for the last probably 4 days.
Are you going to your place that you usually go to on Cumberland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
What's the name of it again? I'm sorry.
Umami.
Yeah, Umami.
Umami sushi. So good.
Nice.
Convenient. Honestly, like, I've been thinking about it, and I said, why haven't I had sushi in what seems like forever?
Honestly, I may do that. I'm probably not going to wait till Galentine's Day to do that either, now that you said it, because I kind of want it today now.
Mm-hmm.
But I may order some sushi and go pick it up. That sounds really good.
The other thing on my list, which is a common theme, but I haven't actually gone out to do it, is shopping. Like an actual just me alone. I love shopping alone, Chrissy. I know that sounds crazy.
No, I actually enjoy it myself too.
Because
then I'm at my own pace. I don't have to be on anybody else's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I prefer
like
shopping.
I haven't
by
done
myself.
Any, like, gone out to do any personal shopping. I do a lot of online stuff. You know that. You do it too, you know, off of Amazon and whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is going to just be a shopping date.
Yeah.
Where I go grab my coffee. I go into whatever store I want and stay in there for as long as I want. If I don't want to stay in there, I get the fuck out and I just move on.
Yeah. See, you I know? Can get behind that.
I love it. I love being alone.
I have to tell you, Hope, as much as I kind of, you know, like, so I'm not dating right now and I'm sort of like, I think I want to start dating again. Mm-hmm. There's another little part of me that's like, that I have to share my time.
Yeah.
And I've kind of come to this place where I'm like, yeah, I like that I can, you know, like yesterday, mm-hmm. like I kicked up Call of Duty. Granted, I had a blast because I got to play with Kevin. He was out, but he came home to game with me, which I thought was so great.
Awesome.
But we ended up gaming together until I was like 12:30. Mm-hmm. And like, I enjoyed that. But the thing, I don't know, I'm with you. I get it.
I'm not saying like, oh, I hate everybody, but I...
No. I know what you mean, though.
I really do appreciate being alone, and sometimes Stefan thinks I'm crazy, but I don't know. I just like having that peace of mind.
I think also, too, it's, yeah, the peace of mind for sure, but I, again, with shopping, I get it, because it is the worst when you feel like you're on someone else, like you're holding somebody back.
Oh, I hate that.
Or they have that, all right, I'm just going to say it, fuck it. When I go out and I'm shopping with any guy, I always feel like I have to be in a rush zone.
Agreed.
And I hate that feeling.
Agreed.
Hate that feeling. Like, even when I have taken Cash, who is a friend of ours, and I've taken him to go get his groceries because he doesn't have a car, mm-hmm. he makes me feel like I'm holding him back. Like, it's the worst. I hate it. Anytime we go into a store together, I'm like, oh my God, I got to hurry. And then I 90% of the time forget anything I went to go get because I'm rushing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my my alone shopping date. I'm looking forward to it.
That sounds like a good plan. All right. So now, if you could take five, you know what? Break them up. You can do them one by one. But if you could go on a dream Galentine date. Mm-hmm. With just anyone, one-on-one, hanging out. Mm-hmm. Let's go one-on-one and we'll just do the list of five. Who would they be? Let's start with your first one.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think that. I don't know why I didn't think that. I mean,
she's got to be in that list.
Yeah.
Y'all know how much I love her. I have to hang out with her.
That's fair.
Have to.
That is totally fair.
And we would definitely do like my version of carpool karaoke, but... my style, not James Corden style. We would sing all of her songs together.
Man, I wish I had like a, I don't really have a female artist that I am that like into. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, my first choice is a female artist. Music.
All right. Who is it?
I would hang out with Rihanna.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. She's really a Pisces. I fucking love her. I think I'm more attracted to her because I love that she's such a boss.
She is.
Like, she's got a whole enterprise running. She's very business savvy. Mm-hmm. That would be my number one.
Man, I kind of wish she would have made my list. I didn't even think about it. And I follow her.
Yeah. She was on my list like from go. She was the first person I thought of.
Good one. Very good.
So.
Awesome. Like, I'm really mad that she did not make my list now.
Well, some of mine are going to be like, yeah. You'll probably be like, what, really? So, yeah, we all have them. All right, who's your next one?
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have to.
Oh, my God, she's so funny. I would totally, like, I would be down. I'd be okay to hang out with her, too.
I love her. After, like, I've always liked her. I followed her on SNL. But the minute she came out with Bridesmaids.
Oh, that was hysterical.
There's no going back. Between her Bridesmaids and her skit on SNL with Lawrence Welk with the baby hands. I have to hang out with her because she must be freaking hilarious in person too.
In that movie Bridesmaids, everybody fell in love with Kristen Wiig and I fell in love with Maya Rudolph.
Oh, she's funny too. She almost made my list.
Fucking love her. She is, to me,
she is hysterical.
Like, even now telling you, I'm starting to laugh. Like, she makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. I love her. My second though is the one and only Martha Stewart.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I was like, if Martha Stewart does not make this list, something is wrong with Chrissy.
I love Martha Stewart. Could you even imagine? You know she would bring the food. Mm-hmm. She'd definitely bring the petty fours.
The decor.
Oh my God, everything. I wouldn't have to do anything but be in the presence of the wonder and magic that is Martha Stewart.
I'll never forget the first time you told me. You confessed your love of Martha Stewart to me.
It's real. Dude, every
I didn't believe it.
She's on Chopped, and any Chopped episode I know she's on, I watch it. Dude, she also has a home food service thing that I'm almost ready to buy into.
Really?
You know, like where they'll deliver meals?
Yeah.
Listen, there is no meal I want more in my life than one that Martha made.
Okay.
I mean, I know she didn't make it.
I was about to be like,
you're like, you do know, right? But in my head, it will be, Martha made this for me. It would probably be the best thing I ever made.
I'm dying right now. I'm so happy she made the list. So happy.
She is. She's always forever. She will be on every list.
She's the OG.
That's for sure.
All right. Go next for it. One. Mindy Kaling.
You know what? I kind of knew you were going to pick her for some reason. I don't know why, but I knew it.
Honestly, like, I think about her character, Kelly, on The Office. Mm-hmm. And she actually really annoys me on the show. But in real life, I can appreciate her character on the show. But in real life, she seems like such a cool person to just hang out with.
I could not agree more with
she
that.
She reposts memes, which I dig. I'm like, all right, like, you can, like, be my friend. And she'll post things that you can totally resonate with, too. So she made my list.
I can get behind that. I actually like her a lot. I actually love her character, though, on The Office.
Oh, my
love
God. Her. Kelly is something else.
Oh, my God. She's one of my favorites. My next one? Mm-hmm. Blake Lively.
What the? What the heck?
See, what I've learned in life, Hope, is that you keep your friends close and you keep your enemies closer. And the woman that is married to Ryan Reynolds is therefore my for life enemy.
Wow.
No, actually, I think she's really funny. I like to hang out with her. Like, right? I feel like if you married Ryan Reynolds, you have to have a sense of humor that is just as fucked up.
Yeah.
And therefore, I need to hang out with you and, like, gallop and do things.
She might not show up.
What?
Because she knows how much you love her husband.
Because of the restraining order? I really don't have one. Just want to be clear about that. No, I really would. I think she would be great. It might be so I could learn more about her husband, too. I might slip in a few dozen questions.
Slip in, all right.
Yeah, if I could. Trust me. Be there in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay, next one. This one people may not know because she's not like Hollywood celebrity, but she is an Instagram, I don't know if you want to call her influencer because she's not really, she's more, I don't know, like public speaker, I would say.
Okay.
Her name is Faiza Ramouni. She's from Chicago. She is Middle Eastern and she is fucking hilarious.
I've never heard of her.
Oh my God. You have to go.
Just send me her bio. Yeah,
I'll send you the bio. She is absolutely awesome. Like, I would love to have dinner or coffee or whatever, even if it's just 10 minutes with her, because everything that she's ever posted, especially in terms of relating to the Middle Eastern culture, so funny, so on point. Like, she nails it every freaking time. She's also really big about, like, not self-help, but she talks about some of the trials and tribulations that she's gone through in relationships and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And she offers help to others that want to talk to her about it. She's really sweet. I think what she's doing is great. And I hope she keeps doing it. And I wish her the best because I don't know. She's awesome. Like, I want to meet her eventually in real life.
Yeah. And well, I mean, if she's in Chicago, you're already hella close to making that a reality.
Yeah.
All right. My next one. And we talked about her earlier before the podcast, Heather McMahon. She is a comedian. She is absolutely raw, funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever watched any of her videos and not laughed my ass off.
I started following her after you sent me that video.
She's so funny. She's so funny.
She is just totally open about everything.
Yeah, she is really blazing.
Yeah.
Or brazen.
Brazen.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean,
she could be blazing too, but.
Love her. She is actually going to be coming to Chicago at some point and doing a show of which you and I will go see her live.
I would actually enjoy it.
Oh, funny. And she does a podcast as well called Absolutely Not. Mm-hmm. And that was how I found her at first, was I happened upon her Instagram or her podcast because her podcast art caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And so then I listened to a couple episodes and I was hooked. I think I probably listened to 10 episodes in 2 days. Like I was really like in it.
Nice.
Love her.
Last but not least for mine. This one goes back to the younger Hope days. Pink.
Oh, that would be a good one, though.
I really would like her to come to my Galentine's Day gathering.
Yeah. Gathering or one-on-one.
Or one-on-one, whatever it is. I think that she's awesome. She's always been very outspoken. And I dig her vibe and I like her music.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say it's like a throwback is because I remember the first time I listened to Misunderstood. I think I was like in fifth grade when that whole album came out. So definitely, yeah. And I follow her on social and I think she's awesome. So
I love her.
I would like her to be my date, my Galentine date.
My last one, not many people will be familiar with her either. However, I think she is funny. It is Maurice Mizanin and she is married to the Miz. Now, if you want to catch her, you can see her. She used to be a wrestler. She actually started before they were married and dating or anything. She auditioned to be on the show. She is French Canadian. She speaks French. And I've learned a ton of French words from her from watching her show. They have a show together on USA called Miz and Mrs. M-I-Z mm-hmm. and M-R-S. Mm-hmm. She is funny. She is adorable. She is so sweet. Everything about her, I can't get enough of. Mm-hmm. Like, I absolutely love her. She has this little entrance she does when she comes in. She throws her hands up. Aww. It's just, I don't know. She's got swagger. She's the epitome of cool to me.
Cool. That's so good.
And now that I'm, you know, doing Rosetta Stone, I'm going to learn French. And I'm going to speak to her.
You're
going to
do it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm already in. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This French thing is going to happen one way or another. Hope I'm going to learn.
I'm proud of you.
To
good.
Speak French. Thank good. You. That's my goal for the year. By the end of the year, by the end of this podcast year mm-hmm. in December, I will read a paragraph, a Christmas paragraph in French.
All right.
Mark it down now.
All right. I am. It's going in the phone.
She's going to put it in literally for that podcast recording weekend before Christmas.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
I'll be like, don't Christmas forget what you said.
French Christmas. There you go.
Oh my God. It'll be a French themed Christmas.
Dude, if we don't name the pod that right now, like French Christmas, we have disserviced ourselves so hard. So hard.
French Christmas. It's coming.
Coming soon. December 2020.
Yep.
See, with my voice being a little bit raspy, that actually comes across sounding
very menacing.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I like menacing. All right. It's time for our little Galentine game. Man, I didn't drink at all today. Hope, however. All right, let's do this game, girl.
All right.
So the rules are, this one is kind of like, have you ever, except it's have you ever for the other person, right?
Okay.
So, for instance, I'm just going to take the first card and read it.
Okay.
Give this card to whoever is most likely to run a professional meme account.
It's Chrissy Rios.
Yeah, it would be me. That's true.
You would.
That is true. So, but that's the gist of the game. So, if it's me, mm-hmm. then the most cards, you know, like we'll tally up. We're going to do like 10 rounds.
Okay.
And then
whoever has the most
cards, this time it won't be a drink. This time, the Galentine gets a piece of chocolate hand-delivered by the loser.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right.
I'm in.
Let's get this show on the road.
All right.
Go ahead. You can go first.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to try to look pretty for their mugshot.
Hope Hassan.
Oh, my God. That's so
Hope
me.
Hassan. Number one public enemy. Let me do my lipstick first.
You best believe I'm going to do that.
All right. Let's see what I got here. Give this card to whoever is most likely to never wear a bra again. That would be me.
Chrissy Rios.
Boob job me up and I'll never. If I got a boob job, I would never wear. I mean, I have great boobs now.
Mm-hmm.
Like really great boobs. Yeah. But if they were to ever go south, And I'm guessing they probably will one day. You better believe I'm heading right to the plastic surgery and saying, make them pretty.
Make them perky.
Yeah. Make them pretty enough that I don't ever have to wear a bra again.
Nice. You'll save a lot of money.
On my car insurance.
Jesus Christ. All right. Give this card to whoever's most likely to choose chicken nuggets over sex.
I feel like that might be you, Hope.
I feel like it might be.
Yeah.
I'm not a big nugget person, but if you offered me some sort of thing that I really like, I just might.
I feel like if there was a Big Mac in front of you versus
your Big Mac, tiramisu.
Oh my God, you've got a list of
sushi.
Well, sushi. Sushi tacos. Those are some of those foods are like they're just better than sex anyway.
Yeah. Vosges chocolates, those are the expensive ones. Those are so good.
They're not that, but you know what? They're dropping in price.
Yeah, they're not as bad, but they're still a little bit.
The only reason why is, so you and I were talking about, I guess, a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it popped up on my Instagram, of course, because that's what, you can't have a conversation anymore without ads for something.
Yeah.
And they popped up, and they were really pretty. They had, like, the star, like, painted, you know, airbrush star thing on top. I was like, oh, my God, those are so pretty. And then they had ones with white chocolate, and you know that's my, like, weakness. I mm-hmm. love white chocolate. So I went to go look at them, and I was shocked because they were way cheaper than they used to be.
Yeah.
It's just the way things work like that. Eventually, you have to level out if you want to get a broader audience.
Yeah, I think they're trying to compete with, like, Godiva now.
It's smart. So. Yeah, because Godiva's come down a lot, mm-hmm. too. You can buy Godiva at the dollar store now.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
Probably not going to the dollar store for Godiva, though.
No, but you know what I mean? But it is Godiva chocolate that's there. I mean, they're actually from, it's not like it's a Godiva spelled off with brand. An E.
Yeah.
Godiva. Am I next? It's me. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. Give this card to whoever's most likely to convert religions for a guy. I don't think either of us would do that.
I'm just, the religion thing, I'm just not even big on to begin with.
Yeah, and you know, I'm like hardcore Catholic Irish. There is no way I'm like.
Yeah, put that in the middle.
That doesn't go to anybody. Yeah. So let me do another one then. Give this card to whoever's most likely to go viral.
You.
I really want to say it's because I would do something so stupid and heinous, but.
Oh, yeah, it would be something funny. It wouldn't be anything bad. It would just be hilarious.
Like heinous in a good way. Yeah. Not heinous, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like she's, no, never mind. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Okay, give this card to whoever's most likely to believe in Santa. I'll never forget the first time I learned that Santa didn't exist.
No.
I cried so much.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember when I found out.
My mom still makes fun of me till today. She's like, Hope, you were, like, what, almost 10 years old, 12 years old? Like,
whoa. Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was older.
12?
Maybe not 12. I want to say maybe 10 or 11. Like, it was, they kept up the jig for a long time.
I mean, I still throw gifts under a tree and say Santa, but. Yeah. I assume most people know it wasn't really from Santa.
It was like, there's no Santa, there's no Tooth Fairy, there's no, like, it was a big, they dropped everything on me at that one time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a very sad moment in my life.
Yikes, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry for your trauma.
It's all good. It's part of who I am now.
Hope, I didn't even finish reading this card, and I saw the last two words, and I already knew it was your card.
What is it?
Give this card to whoever is most likely to become a real housewife.
Nah.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Really?
Oh, I can 100% see you. No. If there was a Chicago housewife show, you would be on it. You would love to be on it.
I'm torn. Because, like, that rich and famous, like, lifestyle is awesome, but I don't want to be a bitch like those ladies.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that you have to be a bitch. There were a couple of them that weren't bitches.
Yeah, I all categorize them together. The majority.
I don't even know if I watched a whole episode of one of those.
That's
shows.
What I'm saying. Like, it's just, like, they're all.
And I feel like, no, I'm going to give the, that's you.
Okay, fine. I'm a little insulted. Okay. Give this card to whoever's most likely to sleep through an earthquake.
That is 100% me.
Chrissy Rios.
That is me. That is. Give this card to whoever's most likely to become a travel blogger. I feel like you would do that.
I might.
I feel like you would do that more than I would. I mean, I love to travel, and I've traveled all over. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
But I never thought to write it down. Like, never once did I want to blog it, where I feel like you might get more arty about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
I'd give you that one.
Okay. Give this card to whoever's most likely to wake up without their phone, wallet, and ID.
That is you, because that would never be me. Never, ever be me.
I think I've lost like 3 debit cards.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Like, yeah. I don't know how you do it so frequently.
I've been really good.
Yeah, knock on some wood.
Not now, later.
Oh, you're done for. Give this card to whoever's most likely to get free drinks from the bartender.
I feel like both of us can nail that one.
Yeah, I'm really good at the bartender talk.
Well, you're just really good at talking.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Especially when you got to turn on the charm. You're really good. I've seen you in full charm mode. It's pretty mesmerizing, even for me.
Thank you.
Honestly, that's a big, like, I think that's one of the things I admire about you is your charm.
You know,
for real.
I remember once Rigo and I were at, I want to say we were maybe at E3. I don't even remember what event we were at. And he said, and Rigo's an ex-coworker of mine, but we're still friends to date. And he said, when I go in a room, it's like watching me work the room. Like, I just go the room and it's just like floating through the room.
People bend backwards for you.
Nobody has done that physically yet, and now I require it. All right. Give this card to whoever's most likely to cancel plans 15 minutes before they start. I don't think that's either of us.
Nah, I usually give people notice.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. That unless I'm dying. That's a pet peeve of mine. Okay. That one went to the middle card, so I'm going to pick another one.
Oh, okay.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to move to LA to become an influencer. Hope Hassan.
I mean, it'd be nice, but I don't know how realistic it is. Give this card to whoever's most likely to zone out when someone's telling a story. Ms. Rios.
Wait, what?
Point proven.
Yeah, I do that all the time. It's not intentional. I just kind of...
Sometimes it is.
Well, it depends on who's telling
the story.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to just say. It depends on who's talking.
Some people I don't care, so I do shut them off. But then when it is somebody I want to listen to, sometimes my ADD just takes over. I can't really control that. I'm sorry. It is out of my hands.
Okay.
I really do have ADD. I'm not making fun of it. Give this card to whoever's most likely.
Finish it.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to start their own sex toy company.
Chrissy Rios. That is all you.
That's true.
I would buy your sex toys.
See, there you go. That's it. Win.
All right.
Coming to a store near you.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to dress their pet up in clothes.
Why did you just side-eye my dog, you evil bastard?
Chrissy Rios.
I mean, I would, but you've also dressed up Bo.
Sarah dresses up Bo.
All right, fine, whatever. I'll take
you spoil the shit out of Harpy. You would buy her like designer clothes if you wanted to.
I mean, really. I would. I really would. I don't ever go to a store without bringing her something back. It's really true, and it's really
you
sad.
And Sarah. You and my sister.
I can't help myself. Give this card. I'm taking this one.
Okay.
Give this card to whoever is most likely to be a CEO.
Yeah, you're a boss lady. In all the senses of being a boss. Give this card to whoever's most likely to not remember this night tomorrow.
You.
You too.
I mean, because I have a bad memory. But you would be because, like, you, like, another rounded it.
Yeah, but you also drink the next round with me. This one goes to both of us.
All right, so you pick another one then, because that is a split.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to get offended by a joke. I feel like
I don't know that we do. We usually laugh at everything. We rarely get offended. It depends. It takes a lot.
Yeah. And it also depends on who says it.
Well, that's also true. But usually that person's already fucking offensive to your senses anyway.
True.
Give that in the middle, because I don't buy that one.
All right. Again, I'll go again.
Yeah, yeah.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to curse out their boss.
Oh, that's me.
Chrissy Rios. I've
done it. I did it last week.
Sometimes you gotta.
Do you remember when I was in there and you were like, dude, I could hear you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm give this card to whoever's the most likely to hook up with a teacher.
You.
Me?
I feel like you would do it.
I might.
You would. Don't deny it.
I was a little shocked when you said it, though.
No.
All right, fine, go.
I'll remind you of some instances off the pod.
Okay, I'm waiting for after the pod.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to still be clubbing at 50.
Fucking Hope Hassan. She literally threw her hands up in the air, clubbing.
Fist pump forever.
I know we went over, like, we've gone over the count, but that's fine. We're just going to do a few more because this has been fun.
Yeah.
All right. Give this card to whoever's most likely to flirt their way out of a ticket. I think we've both done
that. We both have done that.
I know that you've done. I know that I've done it. So, all right. That's a middle card.
Mm-hmm.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to be a lady on the streets but a freak in the sheets. Didn't we have this card before?
Maybe.
I think we played this the last time because you went to me.
Yeah. Because
I remember you were like, no, that's yours. And I argued with you and you were like, no.
Was it?
Yeah, we did. We played the card. We played this game once before, but we used all the cards. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were spinning the spinner? This one was in there. So I'm going to put it to the side because we've already experienced that card.
Okay.
Give this card. This is you. Give this card to whoever's most likely to try a random drug at a music festival.
Yeah.
That's you.
I would.
I know.
If it was peer pressure, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Air quotes. Peer pressure.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to marry an aspiring musician who actually sucks.
Hope it's not. I'm just going to slide this over here.
All right.
But you know what? You loved him enough no matter what. And that's all that matters.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to study abroad and come back as a total douche.
All right, so I'm not trying to say anything negative here. Just give yourself the card, okay? Give this card to whoever's most likely to laugh during a funeral.
Chrissy.
Dude, it was an accident, okay? I didn't realize they could hear it from outside. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Okay, this is my last one.
Yep.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to post a group photo that they only look good in.
Yeah, it's me. I'm trying to get over it, but it is me. I'll admit that.
It's okay, Chrissy.
Oh, this is fucking Hope Hassan if ever there was one. Give this card to whoever is most likely to fake their own death to get out of going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. Oh, that's you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's tally R. this R. bad P. boy up. All right.
Let's see. I feel like...
Let me do the Hope count first.
Okay.
On my side.
All right.
I have 5 for Hope Hassan.
7 on my side.
Okay, so 12 total.
Yeah.
All right. Now mine. All right, 7 on my side.
I have 5 for you.
So we tied.
Oh, that's funny.
So we tied. So we have to do one. We have to do a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So just shuffle your cards. Like, pick one out.
Shuffling. I'm bad at shuffling. Okay. Give this card to whoever's most likely to become an Olympic athlete. Chrissy Rios.
Slap that gold medal on me right fucking now. And also,
that's all you.
I will expect my chocolate Monday.
I will get it for you.
White, please.
Yes.
Thank you. It's the irony that I won on an Olympic card. Could it have been more poetic?
Could not have.
There you go. See, Valentine's Day was fun.
Yeah, it was a great celebration.
I mean, we'll celebrate it again next week when it actually happens, but it was fun on the pod.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go get some tea and honey and some sush. All right. Give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter. We are on Facebook. And check out our website. With that, happy Galentine's Day, happy ladies. Happy
Galentine's Day.
Mwah.
Mwah.